Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies. Welcome to another delicious Saturday afternoon. You are listening live to On the Menu Live like you do every Saturday at 4 p.m. on Power Talk 1210. We are having another Power Happy Hour here at a place where the steaks are prime, the portions are big, and the drinks are stiff. And when we're talking prime, big, and stiff, it's Bob's Steak and Chop House at the glorious Omni Tucson National Resort. Come on out here and join the party because things are just getting underway in full style. We've got all kinds of great things to talk about. What's happening at the center of the plate? What's happening trending in libations here? We're going to be talking to some of the greatest people alive on the culinary and cocktail scene. Again, live from Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Tucson National Resort. We're so glad you're here. Maybe you're one of those who likes to listen live on our website on TheMenuLive.com. Maybe you're one of the 50 million users worldwide that streams and listens to us on the TuneIn Radio Network. It is our privilege to come to you once again for the most delicious hour on radio. Now, we got a guy in this community who is preparing for his On the Menu Live debut. I've been trying to get this guy on the show for months, and I finally made it happen. And you know what I figured out? All you got to do is ask. Because he's a generally accommodating guy, he's one of the good guys of the Tucson food scene, the partner with Prep and Pastry, my good friend Nathan Aries. Nathan, how are you?
Very well. Thank you for having me here.
I mean, here we are against the backdrop of the majestic, most majestic views I think you could find in Southern Arizona.
Love it.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
So, you know, you and I met a few years ago at a great restaurant called The Abbey over there on Sunrise and Kolb. And then you and your partners got together and decided you had something in mind fun to do over there on North Campbell. About 10 minutes after you guys opened Prep and Pastry, you became one of the most popular restaurants in Southern Arizona. Talk to us about what's happening at Prep and Pastry these days.
Just trucking along, trying to, get ready for the summertime, I guess you can say.
Right.
I mean, that's all we can really say. We're lucky we took off the way we did, and we hopefully continue to do that for a while.
I love it. I mean, breakfast and lunch, I think, sort of redefined. You've got such an innovative menu over there at Prep and Pastry. Give our listeners a sense of what the concept is for this great place.
Take a classic breakfast flair, and we like to say Mad Hatter it. Just turn it our way.
Totally.
Do a hash, throw some duck confit in there.
Gorgeous.
Take a omelet, name it a What's Up Doc, and put whipped pureed carrots in there as the base. fun things. Pork belly, bacon. We make our bacon in-house. Everything's cured. All the French toast bread is baked in-house every single morning. If it's not baked in-house, we get it from a local bakery. Just try to do all the scratch kind of dinner spots in town do for, dinner. We try to do for breakfast 7 days a week.
And, it's appropriate and advisable to have a cocktail with breakfast. Is it not, Nathan Aries?
Of course. Our the main thing we say over there is brunch without booze is just a sad late breakfast. So, yeah, it's fun. Our Bloody Marys, our mimosas, 9 different mimosas.
9 different mimosas.
Yeah.
Now, what made you go to 9? I mean, you got to number 8 on the menu, and did you just sort of sit around and say that's just not enough?
Yeah, we threw the du jour on there, so we're like, well, this is boring. We're doing the same ones over and over. Let's make a different one every month. So
I love it.
Yeah.
So Prep and Pastry trucking along beautifully, trending on the food scene. Great breakfasts and lunch and brunch, spectacular cocktails. But that's just not enough for you and your partners over there at Prep and Pastry. You've got this new concept that's about to roll out in early summer, and I wanted to make sure that our listeners were among the first to hear about something that I think sounds pretty cool.
All of us over at Prep, I teamed up with a bunch of my good buddies in the restaurant world. So with that said, we were confident enough and knew the location of the Abbey well enough since we all kind of met at the Abbey, actually. We're all servers. Brian Morris was the GM there.
Right.
A couple of other my buddies, Vin, bartender over there, Phil, So we all just kind of decided if there's only one spot in Tucson that we would actually go after, it would, you know, or try to do another concept at, it would be the Abbey. And we were lucky enough to get our hands on it, and we're, you know, going to go with it. Excited to do a modern comfort type style house, I can say. We don't really know anything else other than modern comfort, so we're not going to stray away from that.
Right.
Do what we do best and scratch every day. You know, the brioche buns for the burger are baked every morning. Mm. The meat for the burger is ground in-house. The whole nine yards.
Beautiful. And yeah. What is the name of the new restaurant going to be?
It's going to be Commoner & Company.
Commoner & Company. Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about that concept.
I mean, like we were just saying, modern comfort.
Yeah.
We'd like to focus on a good happy hour there.
Nice.
You know, not just a happy hour that most places say you got to sit at the bar to get the happy hour. We're going to allow everyone in the whole restaurant to get it. You know, past that, brunch on the weekends, I apologize. Since we know a couple things about brunch, we want to run with that up in the northeast side.
Right.
Lunch, we're trying to figure out the area a little more. Since we, with the Abbey, we never really did lunch ever.
Right.
So we're trying to figure out if it's going to happen or we're just going to open straight with a brunch. But, of course, dinner. That's going to be our main focus. We're excited. We are actually a bunch of dinner guys that got, you know, that decided to do a breakfast joint over there. On we'll be sharing it on our prep and pastry page pretty soon. We just kind of kept it a little quiet for the time being until we got over here. So, I mean, look for that on our prep and pastry page. We'll be sharing everything here shortly.
Right.
Once we dial in the menu a little more and the drink menu, all that great stuff. We're just really trying to dial everything in right now.
Great. Okay, yeah. And your Facebook page has gotten a pretty big fast start here, Commoner & Co.
Yep.
Just Google that or go right on Facebook and search for that. Be a part of this conversation. It's always fun to see restaurants come together basically from scratch like your dishes are, just to see this thing come alive and what you're doing with color and what you're doing with attitude. Talk a little bit about, in the minute we have left before we go to a commercial break, what's sort of the style, the aesthetic of the restaurant going to be?
We're gonna add some bricks. We're gonna add a high banquette seating wrapped all the way through the bar, all the way to the extra room. We're going to, you know, lighten up the back wood walls and
nice.
Everything, and kind of just play off of, you know, I mean, a lot of people do it. Industrial look. We're gonna go off of that look a lot. It's just kind of our style. And I think it will play very well with our dishes that we're planning on doing there.
That's great. We're talking to Nathan Aries. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour here on the Menu Live. Partner with Prep and Pastry. Say that three times fast, especially after one of Andrea Bravo's cocktails. On the corner of Campbell, right near Fort Lowell. And, of course, Commoner & Company opening in early summer right there on the southeast corner of and Kolb. It's a pleasure to see you actually out here in the community and doing you do best. That's talk about great food and great cocktails, and we're going to continue the party here at Bob's Steak and Chop House.
Awesome.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, there's a big party going on here at the Rito Park on May the 9th, and you can party with 5,000 of your best friends, and we're going to have all the information on our next segment from Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Tucson National Resort. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the destination for prime steaks, big portions, and stiff drinks, Bob's Steak and Chop House, on the grounds of the Omni Tucson National Resort. Having a great time with my celebrity co-host for the full hour. He's the partner at Prep and Pastry on Campbell and Fort Lowell, and the guy behind the new concept that's rolling out on Sunrise and Kolb, Nathan Aries, is back with us. Having a great time, man. Yeah. Well, anyway, talk about having a great time. May 9th is going to be a big evening here in Tucson at the Rialto Park, because you and I get a chance to party with 5,000 of our best friends and to talk about the big Centurions event. Right on our show right now is from the company Safeguard, Ben Korn, and from Fairway Independent Mortgage, my good friend Tony Poe. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Fantastic, how are you?
Tony, I got to say, you know, you're calling in right now from the tasting room of the Callaghan Vineyards down in Sonoyta. How is the wine drinking going today?
Hey, it's great. Ken says to say hi and wants everybody from Tucson to come down and taste some of their fine wines.
Oh, beautiful. We love Ken. Love everything he's about. We love the Sonoyta Elgin wine community. And I'm jealous that you're down there drinking wine, but you're jealous of me because I'm sitting here at Bob's Steak and Chop House. Now, Tony Poe, May 9th is a big night here in Southern Arizona for the annual Centurions event. And as event chair, I'm going to yield to you. Talk a little bit about what you guys have planned for May 9th.
Well, we've got a theme. The new theme is the Great Disco Ball, Boogie Down to Funky Town. And the proceeds are going to Tunanito, which is a local community charity that basically takes care of a lot of children and families. And their main theme is no child should grieve alone. So we're really excited. This is the first time that we've been apart from St. Mary's and the Carondelet Hospital, but things change, and we're looking forward to working with Tunanito on this event.
Yeah, Tunanito is a great charity partner to have. I'm really excited for them because you guys are going to be raising a lot of money. Now, we're talking to Ben Korn here, your colleague with Safeguard. Ben, how's it going to you?
Oh, really fantastic. I'm excited about this deal. It's the first time since 1969 that we haven't been, you know, benefiting Carondelet Health Network, which is an awesome charity, of course, that we worked really hard for years and raised, I think, over $7 or $8 million for. But now we can really make a big impact on a local, small nonprofit that is really deep-seated in this community, who also went through a tough deal losing the race, the tour,
right? Tour. Absolutely.
Tour.
So, It's an $85 ticket. $50 is tax deductible. So in essence, you're going to a party with 5,000 of your friends, like you said, for $35. It includes food, drink. There's going to be a huge casino. There's actually going to be a car that you could win at that casino because it's sponsored. Watson Chevrolet, so that's pretty fun.
And so, you know, this is a food show and a drink show, and there's going to be plenty of both at the Centurions event, is there not?
This is true. Sapphire is going to cater this time. They're well-versed in large venues and big crowds and serving great food for us. And we call it a mega bar because it's really big and it serves a lot of people and it serves them all night long. It ends up turning into a huge concert as well because the Trip comes out. They're the top-ranked cover band in California and has come out the last couple of years, and they put on a heck of a show. But, yeah, food and drink. And then there's also the VIP area sponsored by Janelle Jellison, actually. And that is 400 maximum, so maybe 10% of the party gets into that area. Upgraded food and drink there as well.
Sounds great. And let's just tip our hat to the Honorable Janelle Jellison, who by coincidence is sitting with Tony Poe in Sonoyta having some wine now. Is that right, Tony? Is Janelle Jellison right there with you?
Yeah, I had to bring her along.
For our listeners, who may not know,
yeah, so great.
Yeah, Tony and Janelle, love extraordinaire. Yes, they are connected to one another. But anyway, Tony, as a Centurion, when you're planning an event for 5,000 people, when do you start? I mean, what time do you got to show up at Rialto Park to start setting up? I mean, you got to be there like at noon tomorrow.
Well, no, we've been planning this for probably 6-7 months, and but when we start actually setting up, we've got a group of guys that will start setting up on Wednesday. We work Wednesday through Monday, you know, from the setup to the cleanup. And it's a great time. I mean, all the guys, there's 100 active Centurions, and there's probably 150 senior in life members that will be participating in the event and putting it on. You can imagine what it takes to put a party on for 5,000 people and to make sure that everybody has a good time. So a lot of planning, a lot of work, but it's everybody loves doing it because it benefits a great charity like Tunanito.
Yeah, and I think that's just part of that that reason that just sort of takes it over the top. Why the Centurions are involved, people answering the call to help this great nonprofit and have a great evening all the while. And you guys have taken special care to make sure that it's such a seamless evening. I mean, you're thinking 5,000 people, that might be overwhelming, but you've got the whole thing planned in such a way where, you know, no one's waiting in long lines. Everyone is just having a great time. The music is always off the charts. You come as you are. Now, Ben, you talked about the great disco ball, Boogie Down to Funky Town. I would imagine that there are some attire ideas. People should sort of dress the part, right? Go back to 1977.
I will tell you that my wife has been thinking and working on this costume for about 2 months. And, yeah, people go all out. It's a lot of fun. I'm sure that the whole Saturday Night Fever dance contest and the themes that you can imagine coming from, you know, all the disco will be in full effect that night. All the big hair and the platform shoes and the bell bottoms will be rocking. So,
how can people get tickets for this event?
Well, they can.
Tony, you're still with us.
They can call the Centurion office or Ben or myself. But our office can be reached at 209-2899. And you know, not only can you buy tickets to the event, which has been pointed out, they're $85, but we're going to be raffling off a car and a Chevy Equinox from Watson Chevrolet. They've been unbelievably generous, and it's a 2-year lease. But we're going to be auctioning off that, doing a raffle for it, and then we're also doing a limited raffle. It was all the prizes are cash. The grand prize is $5,000. You have a 1 in 11 chance of winning some type of a cash prize, and the grand prize is $5,000. We're only selling 500 tickets. And Ben, if I'm not correct, please correct me. I think we only have about 150 tickets left from last count.
Well, I know Tony is leading the sales category for the Super Raffle as the event chairman. He's been knocking them out for about 2 months now.
Oh, we're going to be talking to Tony Poe and Ben Korn this time next week on Saturday to continue the conversation about the Centurions event, one of the biggest blowout parties of the year. The disco ball, boogie down to Funky Town. Show up with all of your friends. Get tickets while you still can. Again, the number to call 209-2899, or go check out Centurions on the website, and you can get all the information, arranged to buy your tickets, and we're going to get more information from you guys next Saturday about this great raffle where I think the odds are amazing. I mean, I think I'm going to win. Am I eligible to win?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Anyway, we got to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, but Tony Poe from Fairway Independent Mortgage and the chair of the Centurions event, and Ben Korn from Safeguard, PR extraordinaire with Centurions. We can't wait to see you guys back here next Saturday.
TheCenturions.com.
TheCenturions.com. Okay, Tony, you can go back and drink some wine now, brother.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Ben.
We'll see you on the other side. Take it easy.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210, live from Bob's Steak and Chop House on the grounds of one of the great places here in the Southwest, the Omni Tucson National Resort. Having a great time with my celebrity co-host, Nathan Aries.
Thank you for having me again.
Always a great to see you. And then the cocktails arrived. What a coincidence.
I love it.
And when the cocktails arrive, that means there are two very smart, innovative, and creative people at work. And we love when they work. And it's such a privilege to have them. So again, we've got the director of outlets here at Omni Tucson National Resort, Andre Bravo.
Hi, Matt. Welcome back.
And food and beverage director, Jeffrey White.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, what a great Saturday is this, huh?
Absolutely gorgeous out there.
You guys recovered from the Tucson Classic golf tournament?
We are slowly but surely recovering, yeah.
I mean, we're going to be talking to Chef Jonathan Stutzman here a little bit later on. I said, hey, Chef, did you guys recover? And he's like, eh. It's like he gave me this look like it's just another day at the office for us. But anyway, you can't come to Bob's Steak and Chop House and not begin the experience without a cocktail.
That's
and you and I have had the privilege to hoist a few together,
yes,
I should say.
Yes, this is true.
And it looks like we're about to.
Hey.
That's right. And you know, when you're hanging out with me, you're most likely and almost always going to be drinking whiskey or bourbon of some kind. So today I have some fun summertime cocktails for you. So.
And I love the whole seasonal approach to cocktailing here at Bob's. I mean, no matter where you are on the calendar, there's always something thoughtfully paired with the weather, with the scene, with the atmosphere.
Sure.
And here we are in spring in its full regalia.
Yes.
What does spring look like in a glass, Andrea
spring
Bravo?
Spring looks like in a glass. Well, you know, it could be a lot of things. But, you know, what we're trying to offer you here is something more original than, you know, your vodka tonic and your gin and tonic.
Right.
And your, you know, your Chardonnay, which there's nothing, I have nothing against Chardonnay, but in my world, whiskey rules. So that's what
Amen.
We're doing today.
There's a hashtag in there somewhere, I know.
so the here on what would be your left is our Black Cherry Sour.
Black Cherry Sour.
Black Cherry Sour.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I'll share. Here you go.
Oh,
you can have
well,
this
thank
one.
You. She shares, Nate.
Yeah, Nate.
She shares. She's very accommodating. It's just part of her DNA.
Yes.
Okay, so talk to us about this Black Cherry Sour.
Okay, so that's going to be Knob Creek Rye, which I know
beautiful
I know
place
you're
to start.
Fan.
You're anchoring this cocktail
you're
with
welcome.
One of the great ryes. Love
that's
it.
Right. That's right. And that's going to have fresh lemon, a little bit of sugar, and the star of the show, in that my opinion, is the black cherry bitters.
Right
so
on.
That's what you're getting with that.
I mean, Nate knows his bitters, let me tell you. And the black cherry bitters, right? It just brings this sort of newness to it, to the cocktail. It's got a little bit of that, I mean, I was going to say a little bitterness
sure.
to counteract the sweetness.
Right.
And isn't a great cocktail really all about balance, Andrea?
It is. And I think that a lot of people shy away from ryes, especially when they're trying out whiskeys, because of that harshness, because of the burn. And when you put a rye with lemon juice, something a little bit more bitter, it takes away the heat from it, and you can actually enjoy all the in more of a rounded sense. And then, you know, when you finish the cocktail, it got that nice little Luxardo cherry at the bottom.
Yes. Oh, the Luxardo, and that's just that extra little kiss.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You've just got your first Andrea Bravo kiss, Nathan.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. Exactly. Now, you know, it's not a coincidence that we talk about the steaks are prime,
correct.
The portions are big, and the drinks are
very stiff.
They're very stiff. Uh-huh. And not just stiff, but very stiff.
Yes.
What I love is that this is not so overwhelmed by all the other flavors that you're bringing in.
Mm-hmm.
You can still experience the centerpiece of the cocktail, which is that gorgeous rye.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, where do you go from a black cherry sour, other than to the Côte de Bœuf?
Well,
but that's for the next
segment. Yeah, I was going to say, you go to the next black cherry sour. but the second cocktail we brought for you today was the Adult Arnold Palmer. I promise I haven't had any of these cherry sours already.
So far.
Not yet.
The Adult Arnold Palmer.
Adult Arnold Palmer, and that's made with one of my absolute favorite whiskeys in the entire planet. That is Gentleman Jack.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and this is actually Jeff's personal favorite
here.
So,
what a delicious segue.
Just a divine creation, I think.
Well, you know, you think golf, right? The most drink ever, the Arnold Palmer. Half iced tea, half lemonade. We kind of put our own little twist on it, adding the Gentleman Jack, but we also have we cut the iced tea partially with a hibiscus tea. So you've got fresh brewed regular tea, some hibiscus tea, the lemonade, the fresh squeezed lemonade, and then, of course, the Gentleman Jack.
What is it about the Gentleman Jack? You know, we had one of our resident Jack Daniels authorities, Melinda Dickinson from Alliance Beverage.
And one of my favorite people ever.
She's just an amazing human being, let me just say. She did a little tour of the Jack spirits with us a few weeks ago. What is it about the Gentleman Jack that you believe makes it a must for this particular cocktail?
You know, it's a little softer. You know, it doesn't have that whiskey punch right in the mouth. So even the non-whiskey drinkers are going to like this cocktail because it's just not, it doesn't have that whiskey burn, doesn't have that heavy alcohol, and it's smooth.
All right, I'm
it's
going
very,
in.
Very smooth.
Go in.
Oh, my good heavens. Oh, if that's, I mean, there's color in there. There's brightness in that cocktail.
Mm-hmm. That's that hibiscus tea.
Hibiscus tea, so color and brightness, spring, duh, Jeffrey White. I mean, you guys have nailed it with this cocktail.
Good stuff.
And this is Adult Arnold Palmer.
Yes.
Okay, well, I got two more questions to ask you guys, but we are up against a commercial break, so we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Fair enough.
A sponsor when we come back. We're going to keep the cocktailing going, and then we are going to pave the way for executive chef himself. Jonathan Stutzman is in the house. Just another day at the office for Jonathan Sess. But anyway, we're going to do a quick turn, but stick around because the fun is only just getting started here from Bob's Steak and Chop House. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend? Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour on Power Talk 1210, live from Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Tucson National Resort, where creating memorable guest experiences begins at the center of the plate. And we're going to be talking to Chef Jonathan Stutzman about exactly what that means with a whole cornucopia of color coming off the spring plates here. But we're back here with Andrea Bravo, Director of Outlets here at the Omni, and of course, Food and Beverage Director Jeffrey White. We're having some great cocktails, guys.
Hey, thanks.
Now, we love the cocktail program here. I still challenge anybody to go up to the bar and order one of your martinis and not make it back to the table without spilling. I mean, it really is a physical impossibility. I mean, the drinks are just absolute. Looks like a set, like you landed on the set of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, Jesus.
But anyway, you guys have got an amazing wine program here. Now, what's trending on the wine list these days, Jeff?
Oh, actually, Andrea's got to speak to that one. She tasted some phenomenal stuff last week without me, unfortunately.
I was.
How did you let that happen?
Well, we had a member event. Somebody's got to be there to take care of our members, but she was off tasting that stuff, so I'll let her talk about that.
Yeah, we had the pleasure of sitting down with some of our representatives, actually one of your best friends here for the show, Jessica Nedek. So we sat down with her, and it ended up being quite a surprise that she brought to us. We had a wine become available that I have never been so excited about a wine coming into Bob's Steak and Chop House.
Oh, my gosh.
Never in my life.
Those are big words.
You know, those are huge words. That list is my baby.
You know? Yes.
not to mention, you know, we've got a lovely list as it is, but, you know, in my time here at Bob's, I've never had the opportunity to put a 100-point wine on our list.
Oh my gosh!
And so
that's happened.
Yeah, it's happening.
I'm actually shaking.
You're actually first to hear it. It's not on the list yet.
Oh, we're breaking news.
Breaking news.
Oh, our sponsors love when we do that.
And when she texted me and asked, I'm like, yeah.
Oh yeah, we want that.
What are we waiting for?
So what is this beauty?
Okay, so this Cabernet naturally is in the same family as Plump Jack and Cade.
Nice.
This is Odette Cabernet Reserve 2012.
Beautiful.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
100.
It's absolutely everything that you want in a Cabernet. It's balanced. It's got this finish that would last until tomorrow if you needed it to. Kind of a wood-toned start to it. Lots of ripe berries to it. Oh, it's gorgeous.
And is there one particular dish, before we talk to Chef Jonathan, is there one dish on the menu, is there a cut of beef that just screams a pairing with this Odette?
Well, I've worked here for almost 8 years now, and there's a huge piece of, you know, prime tenderloin sitting in front of me, and I wouldn't turn away from any of that. No, and I think anything. It'll go
anything,
with anything.
Right.
Just, I mean, anything. It's gorgeous.
A premium wine with
absolutely
prime beef right
here
at Bob's Steak and Chop House.
That's right.
Hours of operation here at Bob's, so everybody knows how they can get in, reservations.
Sure.
We're going to be talking to Chef
sure
about all your great brunches coming up.
Absolutely.
Too.
We're available on Open Table anytime. You're welcome to make your own reservation. Gives
nice
you, you know, hours of operation, all the questions that people tend to ask about the restaurant. Tuesday through Thursday, we're we're here from 5 to 9. And then Fridays and Saturdays, we're here from 5 to 10. Close on Sundays and Mondays.
Bob's Steak and Chop House.
That's right.
Our, you know, like we talk about these great destinations, our destination of choice for prime beef. I mean, this is just the culinary carnivore capital
of Pima County.
Oh, my goodness. But anyway, Andrea Bravo, always such a blast
partying with you.
I'm going to take the rest of these cocktails down with enthusiasm.
Actually, they're all yours.
Maybe we can race a little bit. But anyway, we need to get Chef Jonathan Stutzman on this. So one of you is going to have to relinquish your headsets. I apologize
for that.
Rock, paper, scissors.
No, I'll let Jeff take it.
All right, but don't go far because we might have a cocktail question.
Happy to. Hold on.
Okay, great. And as he makes his way over to the broadcast booth, Chef Jonathan Stutzman, an iconic culinary figure in this community who is just the face of the food here at Omni Tucson National Resort. Again, I think one of the busiest guys in this community, and he is so lovely to sit down and share himself with our audience. Chef Jonathan Stutzman, always great to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me back. It's a
now,
pleasure.
I got to ask you, so the beard, man. This is like, you know, we like to break news on this
show.
Yes,
yes.
You got the beard going, man.
I do. And let me tell you, Jeff is cringing in his boots right now.
I love the beard.
Are you next, Jeff?
No.
Was there a particular inspiration that led you this way?
You know, I've been blessed with a nice beard, so I figured I may as well embrace it. And just let it go. Let it ride.
Well, you've let it go and you've let it ride, and I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. But anyway, we are coming up on, you know, a pretty busy season here on property. Omni Tucson National Resort, of course, host to the Great Tucson Classic Golf Tournament, which you just sort of said, yeah, it was great. And, you know, tomorrow's going to be great and the next day is going to be great. Everything's great. But we've got Easter tomorrow. Easter brunch at the Omni is pretty spectacular.
It is. You know, just like you said, it's going to be great. That's what we do every day here. So, I mean, we've got some great stuff going downstairs. We've got prime rib. We've brought in some great halibut. So, really, anything you can want, we're ready to offer to you. You know, we're playing with sous vide machines and doing Eggs Benedict and a lot of action stations out there. So, we really want to just cater to everything you want. You know, you want to come here, we want you to want for nothing because it's all here for you.
They're grilling flatbread pizzas tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How fun.
If you want it, they got it.
And now, you know, and leave it to Jonathan Stutzman to say, yeah, around with little sous vide machines and stuff. I mean, sous vide is just this really cool thing. You know, originally a friend preparation of cooking fat back into the 1700s. And you guys are one of the folks here in this community. They're really helping to bring this alive. What are you sous viding now? I mean, I think the landscape of options that little bag and just sort of hang out in a bath for a while is really increasing.
You know, there's so many options, and I'm big into classical technique, so I don't really love using the machine a lot, but I understand how it works, and
right.
It's cool to use. We're actually using it to poach eggs. So you can put fresh eggs in a shell in there. You cook them at 145 for 18 minutes, and then what you can do is actually crack the egg in front of somebody. You open it, and a poached egg pops out.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's really cool
to
see.
And that is because of the consistency and the temperature of the water and the bath and the immersion.
Exactly.
That is just slowly bringing the egg into what it was designed to do in the first place, and you're bringing a fully poached egg out of a shell.
Yes.
Nate, it's perfect. This sous vide thing is really cool, Nate.
It's crazy. We actually just ordered three of them for Comner.
Nice.
Right. Yeah, we're not messing around. We want to get to that point of doing that type of fun stuff. And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So for Easter brunch, certainly reservations are preferred, requested, encouraged, hired. How do people do that for tomorrow?
You know what? We're filling up quick, so give us a call at 877-2381. We'll get you in there. We'll take care of as many people as this place can handle. So we're excited about it. We want you to come out here. We're very proud of the food we're producing and what we're giving everyone. So, you know, join us and enjoy the holiday.
Now, Chef, there are 50 million people listening to the show on the TuneIn Radio Network right now. I counted 49.5 million shares. So you've got about another 18 hours to...
I tell you what, Matt, bring it.
And then when Easter brunch is said and done and people are walking away here happy, sometimes, you know, I love when people come out to the brunch here or come to the property here for the first time that have never been out here before, because you could sort of see on their face, they've got this expression on their face that it's just this wow sort of feel. They're going to have that at Easter. But the story continues because we're not that far away from Mother's Mother's Day, and Mother's Day brunch, it really should be at the top of the list for anybody wanting to treat mom the right way.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we just keep going through it. You know, I just wrote the menu for it, so we're going through some stuff to decide, and we're going to get that published here real quick. But again, we're here to take care of everyone. So, you know, bring mom out, bring grandma out, anyone you want to bring out, and, you know, enjoy it again.
And reservations probably for Mother's Day as well. Hit us with that number one more time, Chef.
It is going to be 877-2381.
877-2381. And these are the Omni Tucson National brunches for each. And then for Mother's Day. And as we're getting into season, there's always something fun happening here, always kind of special events. And we got to talk about your patio as well because, you know, is there a better patio in Southern Arizona?
You know what? I'll challenge that. There is. And the really cool thing is I hear the word seasonal a lot. And the great thing about, you know, this place and Bob's is it's kind of always season for a nice big filet mignon or, you know, Bob's steak. You know,
right.
It's every season's steak season.
And the kind of a steak that just sort of hangs off the corner of the plate.
No, normally there's none left on the plate. You know, it's that good.
If I'm around, there won't be any left on the plate.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. And now, Bob's Steak and Chop House, you guys are preparing to welcome, I think, a new chef here. This is exciting.
He's on board. He's driving cross country right now. He's been with the company for 18 years. So great opportunity for us to get him on board here with Bob's. And he's going to be great for us, yeah.
Yeah, you know, playing on the inside is great because you're going with someone who has an understanding and a trust with that Omni brand.
Correct, absolutely.
And if you're coming into Bob's Steak and Chop House, it is a manifestation of that Omni brand. Mm-hmm. Because, again, we talked about creating memorable guest experiences on property as well as, you know, in the outlets, legends, Bob's Steak and Chop House. I mean, it's all about memorable experiences, and it sounds like this guy's going to be creating some of his own.
He is. You know, his name is John Macklin, so you guys come out and ask for me or Chef John, and I'll introduce you to him, and I promise he's going to take care of you. He's one of us.
He knows now. He's read the fine print that the steaks need to be prime, the portions need to be big, and the drinks need to be stiff.
That's why we hired him.
He has pledged allegiance to that mantra.
He's all over it.
Anyway, well, I want to remind our listeners that Chef Jonathan Stutzman is going to give one of you the opportunity to be his guest along here with Andrea Bravo and Jeffrey White. If you're the first person to call in with the right answer to our trivia question. Now, we just love giving away gift certificates on this radio show because we're about to go into the eating portion of the show. And yes, we've saved a little cocktail to pair alongside some of these great things that Chef has brought out. But listen up, because sometime between now and the end of the show, we're going to be reading a trivia question. First person that calls in with the right answer is going to get a gift certificate to experience Bob's Steak and Chop House for themselves. And what an amazing gift that is. I'm just grateful to you and your whole team for allowing us to help kind of share this story.
It's our pleasure, man. We want everyone out here. We want to share what we're doing with everyone here.
Before we go into the tasting, give us a rundown on the menu. Of course, at the center of the menu is prime beef, you know, from every cut that you can possibly imagine. Talk a little bit about that, but then talk about some of the things that are on the menu that might be find favor with folks that aren't particularly as carnivorous as myself or as Nathan Aries.
You know, of course, it is about prime beef, and, you know, I've mentioned before, less than 2% of American beef is considered prime, so it really is an elite, you know, opportunity to come and really have a fantastic product. Today, we've got some, you know, prime tenderloin. You know, it's the most tender cut you're going to find. It's really beautiful. And then if you're not into the, you know, red meats and such, we still have awesome stuff here for you. We've got a beautiful seared sea bass here. Great for summertime. It's got a red onion and strawberry salsa right on top of there. You know, fresh couscous. And this is a rotational item. We always have a seafood. Every week we rotate it out. There's always something that you can enjoy. The shrimp are huge. You know, you come in here, even or a vegan, we're well, you know, versed at taking care of everyone in here.
Well, let me just repeat what I think I heard you say. Even if you are a vegan, you're welcome at Bob's Steak and Chop House.
This is what I'm going to say. Bring a meat eater with you, and I'm happy to take care of you too. All right?
Yeah, because if it was a table full of vegans, you might get sort of these weird looks, right?
Yeah, Probably will.
Okay, so where do you suggest we begin our tasting experience? Because I see two fundamentally different things and stories going on the plate. Where should we begin?
Honestly, you should start with the sea bass because it's going to be much more vibrant, much more delicate, much more summertime. And then you get into the beef, which is, like I said, that's your all-season, ready-to-eat man food, you know?
Okay, and not to suggest that sea bass is not a manly dish. I mean, no, I feel not comfortable, at all. Comfortable with my masculinity about to go into this gorgeous, Now, the portions are big for crying out loud.
Absolutely.
And this, of course, we've taken pictures. It's all going to be up on our Facebook page and on our Instagram. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now, along the seabrass spectrum, Chef, you've got your Chilean, you've got your Corvina, you've got a number of different sort of varietals, if you will. Where does this particular sea bass come from?
This is Corvina.
This is Corvina.
We've got, like I said, we bring in all different kinds. We'll run scallop features. We do Corvina. Every now and then we'll have a grouper or something in here. Halibut's in season right now, so we're going to be utilizing a lot of that. We actually have it on our Easter brunch tomorrow. So really a lot of seasonal items there. Arctic char is a good one. Yeah.
Beautiful sear. On this, you've sort of created sort of that natural crust that comes with the preparation, but the tenderness, the sort of the pillowy inside texture of that sea bass is just really thoughtfully done. Really what sea bass is really supposed to be made. You ever worked with sea bass there in your day?
Not at Prep and Pastry, I'll tell you that. But.
You don't have sea bass omelets
no.
there? Just beautiful. And again, this is a show celebrating spring. And here is a dish that just... spring. You've got color, you've got energy, you've got personality, you've got this wonderful sort of symphony of story going on at the center of the plate. This is working beautifully for this season.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you can't beat it. A lot of people, summertime's coming around, you want to eat more healthy, you want to be more active. This is a great way to do it. You don't feel like you missed out on anything, and it's just gorgeous.
Beautiful. The beautiful emerald green of that. You've got the ruby red strawberries. You bring in some fat there, some fresh vegetables, and then talk about the pasta. This is a couscous?
That is a couscous, so it's a grain pasta. It's great. It's very simply prepared. Nothing crazy into it. Salt, pepper, a little bit of herbs, and some good butter.
Let the ingredients sing for themselves. Don't overthink it. Now, Jeffrey White, do you eat here for dinner every night?
Not every night. Every other.
Not bad. I appreciate your honesty. Yeah. and then the prime arrived. Then there was beef, Chef Jonathan Stutzman, because we're at Bob's Steak and Chop House.
There's always beef.
This is gorgeous, and I have to say, I'm rarely rendered speechless, but the preparation and the presentation that you provided on this dish is making me quiver a little bit.
Oh, previously when you've been here, we always, make, a ribeye or one of the plates and such. Today, I went a little different, and I just wanted to bring you a tenderloin, because Bob's is so proud of what we serve. I just wanted to bring you, in its raw state, the beef by itself, just simple, salt, pepper, cooked with our technique that we use here on the very hot nickel flat top, and it's just it's amazing. It speaks for itself.
That sear is the amazing part. You get that crust going, it's to die for.
Okay, so this is not yet a television show. Perhaps one day, but describe for our listeners the presentation here, the way that you have sort of fanned out the tornadoes across what looks like to be a little bed of roasted potato.
And that's it. It's just a skillet potato. It's a whole, prime filet mignon tenderloin, and it's just exactly that. We've cooked it medium rare. We slice it, fan it out, and that's it.
And that's it.
That's it. That's all you need.
Profound in its simplicity.
Yes.
I don't know why you brought a knife.
You don't need it.
I mean, I literally
picked it up. I'm surprised you're using a fork.
I literally picked up the knife, and you could tell all the Bob's people because they sort of rolled their eyes like, here's another one. He doesn't need the knife, for crying out loud. All right, I'm going in. Have you tried some of this?
Go ahead. I'm right behind you.
There you go, Nate.
Well, this is live radio. So you got to give me some color because I have a mouthful of food.
We can hear the color. It's good.
How good is that?
Sear is gorgeous.
Right?
The perfect amount of seasoning. Cracked pepper. Sea salt. Is that a kosher salt? Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's like candy almost.
It melts like butter in your mouth. It's so easy.
I mean, the minute it hits the center of the palate, it just begins to sort of melt away.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that what tenderloin is really all about?
It is. And it's neat. If you put a piece of prime tenderloin up against a piece of CAB, your choice, you can see the difference. You can taste the difference on your palate. You can feel it. And that's what we love about it.
And you look at those raw, and you see the marbling that comes in a prime.
Right,
and that's
on.
Where you're getting that flavor from, is that marbling, that fat that runs through the meat.
And 2% of all beef is beef.
Yes.
And there's a reason for that. It's exquisite. It's about celebration. It's about rejoice. And it's coincidence, because we're here talking about Easter, and this is another wonderful dish for the season.
Oh, absolutely.
And throughout the calendar,
absolutely. Anytime you want to celebrate beef, I'm down.
Well, we celebrate beef at the Russell House. But anyway, the time has come to give one of our listeners a chance to come Bob's Steak and Chop House for themselves. Get to know Chef Jonathan Stutzman a little bit. Andrea Bravo and her world-changing cocktails. And Jeffrey White, food and beverage director. And now we're not a bottle of the Odette Cabernet. You know, we'll save that for the next time. But anyway, Chef Jonathan Stutzman, what would be a fun question to ask our listeners this afternoon?
All right, now you'll have to take regular Bob's, you know, pay equation. But on an average calendar year, how much red meat does one person consume?
On an average calendar year,
by weight.
By weight, how much red meat does the average American eat in a year?
Correct.
Oh, my goodness. What a great question. Okay, if you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here at 750-7456. That's 750-7456 for a chance certificate to experience Bob's Steak and Chop House. Again, the question is, how much red meat does the average American consume every year? Good luck, fellow foodies. We will be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Tool Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour on Power Talk 1210, live from Bob's Steak and Chop House on the grounds of the beautiful Omni Tucson National Resort with our featured guest of the hour, Chef Jonathan Stutzman. It is a pleasure and a privilege to be in your presence this afternoon. Anyway.
Hey, could you stop that? Because I got to live with him.
Well, as long as he keeps feeding me like this. But anyway, we have a full board of callers that think they know the answer. There is not a free line on Power Talk 1210. So that means we've got, you know, I'm ready to go. Again, the question is, how much red meat does the average consume in a year? And we're going to go right to line one and say, hey to Nick. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hi. Okay, how are you?
I'm doing great, Nick. What's the answer?
I think somewhere around 140 pounds a year.
140 pounds a year, Chef.
Little high, actually.
Little high.
Well,
speak for yourself, Chef.
that might be a little low for me.
Yeah, exactly.
But a little high for
all
the
right.
average.
So 140 pounds a year is a little bit high. But Nick, thank you so much for calling. Thanks so much for listening. That opens up a line at 750-7456, 750-7456. Go to line two and see if Ken knows the answer to the question. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Hey, this is Ron.
Oh, it's Ron. Okay, yeah. I thought it was okay.
And my guess is okay. 105 pounds.
105 pounds, Chef.
We're itching closer, and I like that meat eaters are calling, but still a touch high.
Yeah, okay. 105 pounds is still a touch high. Yep. Anyway, Ron, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for calling. That opens up a line, 750-7456. 750-7456. How much red meat does the average American consume in a year? And it's not 105. That's still a little bit high, but we're going to see if Tony knows the answer to the question. Hey, Tony.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Tony.
Yes, 75 pounds.
75 pounds, he says.
On the button.
On the button?
On the button.
Tony, you nailed it.
Thank you.
I'm actually being very serious. Yeah. This is your big... Well, listen.
He's speechless.
Tony, I don't know if you've ever been to Bob's Steak and Chop House before, but if you have not, and even if you have, you are in for a treat. Now, I don't want you to go away because Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to mail that gift card out to you, sir.
And, you know, we'll be able to start him off with about 28 ounces of that 75 pounds.
All right. Terrific.
Anyway, congratulations, Tony. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you.
75 pounds of red meat, Chef?
Yep. Yep. That's excluding vegans based on a survey.
Okay,
yep.
Great.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay. 75 yeah. pounds is a lot of beef.
I honestly thought it was going to be like around five. I mean, but
yeah.
I eat a lot.
We like so.
Exactly. So Bob's Steak and Chop House, again, Easter brunch, Mother's Day brunch. The number to call for beef encounters, 877-2381. Again, 877-2381. We're talking with Jeff White, the food and beverage director, and Chef Jonathan Stutzman, who's executive chef here. And again, introducing your new chef by name. Remind me what his name is.
John Macklin.
John Macklin. Come to get to know John. He has been a part of the Omni story for a long time. Story is certainly not coming to an end. Is in fact, he's going to be telling some news stories here on the center of the plate. You guys are just going to have an amazing time getting to know him. We're up here on the grounds of the Omni Tucson National. Where is the property?
It's right on the corner of Shannon and McGee, Northwest Side.
Shannon and McGee, Northwest Side. And is there a Facebook page that you want to invite people to check out? I certainly know the Omni Corporate. They're all over Twitter. They know we're here. They've heard a lot from us today.
That's the one. It's the Omni Corporate Facebook page and Twitter.
Okay.
Instagram as well. You can follow Omni Hotels on that as well.
Great. Any package deals coming together as we approach late spring and going into the summer? Again, all and innovative events happening here on property. What do you guys have up your sleeve for the season?
Well, coming up in the season, we actually got the summer sensation, and it's going to be a package starting at $89. So we've got, you know, lots of different things that we're doing over the summer. Obviously, we've got you know, Memorial Day, Labor Day, all those holiday weekends coming up. They're going to be super busy. The pool will be rocking. We're going to be having some fun. We do stargazing every Friday and Saturday nights down here on property too. So for those folks that are staying here, they can go down the Papago Terrace and check out the stars.
So much fun. Anyway, yeah. The hour goes by so quickly when you're staring down these gorgeous tornadoes of prime beef. But anyway, Jeff White, food and beverage director, executive chef Jonathan Stutzman, and director of outlets Andrea Bravo, my bourbon buddy. Thank you so much for hosting another delicious broadcast here on the Menu Lodge.
Thank you.
Yes, always such a party. Come on down to the Omni and join this great party because we are just getting started. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, all the entire show is going to be up on our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell, Nathan Aries, Jonathan Stutzman, and Jeffrey White reminding you it's on the Menu Live. Cheers. Have a great weekend, and we will see you at Bob's Steak and Chop House. Let's get a drink.